The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddham Saranam Gacchami Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Sangham Saranam Gacchami Duttiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Duttiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Duttiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami Tathyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Tathyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Tathyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. And do what you can to settle into comfortable posture. Listening, discovering as best you can the natural ease of the body. Discovering, if you can, a natural ease in the mind, in the heart. Body and mind at ease with the conditions now. Just checking if it's safe, if it's okay to relax, to soften, to settle into the experience here and now. Recognizing that aspect of wisdom, that trust, letting everything be simple, as simple as feeling the sensations of breathing in, feeling the whole body sitting, and as simple as feeling the sensations of the breath going out, and feeling the whole body sitting. And let this whole body awareness be a training ground for the mind, being at ease with the experience of breathing in, knowing the whole body, breathing out, sensitive to the whole body. Sensing the possibility of relating to the breathing process and to the sensations of the whole body in a skillful way. Certainly, this is possible for one breath or one half breath, for the mind to be present. Simply present and allowing the sensations of the body and the sensations of the breath to be the way they are. And to become interested in what interrupts that simple, clear presence with the body and with the breath. So the training ground to be mindful of the whole body, mindful of the breath in the body. This training ground is the place to study what interrupts the ease of the mind and body. And the real art of practice is to learn how to relate to those disturbances in a skillful way. And of course, we learn a lot by mistakes, relating to the hindrances, relating to the wanting mind, the sleepy mind, the doubtful mind, relating to these hindrances with aversion teaches us that that doesn't work. Being judgmental, being controlling, wishing it were different than it is. This is relating to hindrance with another hindrance, further entangling the mind. So we notice when that happens. And we also notice those other moments when we relate to the disturbance in a skillful way. Where things settle down, things lighten up. What seemed to be a problem is no longer a problem. And we learn from those successes. So again, the basic practice tonight can be this confidence move. When you start over, have some confidence that the mind can settle into the natural ease of the body and mind. The mind can actually settle, can actually relax here. And to whatever degree there is a settling, notice what arises to disturb that settledness. Not in a controlling way, but being curious. And then learn, practice relating to the disturbance in one way or another, and notice what happens. Does the mind and body get tight? More entangled? Does the disturbance fade away? Just Just this is the study of the five hindrances, being curious about what interrupts the ease of the body and mind, taking responsibility to learn something about how to relate to these disturbances skillfully. And the last piece here is experiment with a very simple, non-judgmental acknowledgement when there is a hindrance or a disturbance. You can even mentally note it or label it if that's helpful. Oh, this is the wanting mind wanting. It's just this activity of the mind. Feels like this. It's just this being known. And notice the effect of this simple acknowledgement of what's happening, what's being known. Remember, you don't need to go looking for a hindrance. Instead, practice resting in the natural ease of the body and the mind. Notice the simplicity, notice the ease, notice the sense of well-being. And then you'll naturally notice whatever arises to disturb or interrupt it. And of course, if you can't notice the ease of the body and the mind, then be curious about what's in the way. What is it that's present that is disturbing or blocking, interrupting a sense of ease? What happens when the wisdom in the mind simply acknowledges what's present in a clear way? Remembering it's just this being known. What weakens these disturbances? What attitude or what activity of mind strengthens these hindrances? So in a way, we're just studying cause and effect within our own mind. Instead of thinking that any disturbance is a problem, have the attitude that it's a teacher. Be curious about its nature. What is this disturbance? What's the problem? Is it wanting something? Or wanting to get rid of something? Is it a dullness, heaviness of the mind? Or too much energy, too much worry? Or is it a kind of doubt? A circular kind of doubt? Or if there are none of these hindrances present, then we notice the relative stability and settledness and ease, and we're interested in that. The peace of a mind not disturbed.